what happens when three buffoons give life advice, explore unrealistic situations, and give random topics more thought than they probably deserve? It's the Spitballers Podcast with Andy, Mike, and Jason.
A beat up, sweet up, bop a da bop boop.
I actually really liked that.
That was one of the rare scats that I liked the ending more than the beginning. Like the beginnings, they start strong. The ends, they fade out. But the volume, the intensity, it improved over time.
I am like a reverse locomotive.
Bobbity bop boop.
Usually with the scats.
A little bit of Satchmo in there. You had some
a little. So did I get growly?
Look, growly voice.
Welcome into the Spitballers, episode 212. Assuming Al actually updated the number here.
I did.
We never know.
Well, he is here. Al's in the building.
What's up, Spitwads?
Not wearing flannel today. Very disappointing.
It's Phoenix in the summer.
What are you even doing back there? You're being really intense on the computer.
Oh, I was just finalizing some stuff in the dock.
Okay.
We got liar on today's show.
Yeah, he's sweating this liar because he knows we're winning today.
His job usually is pay attention to the podcast and then get things moving along, just make sure everything's going. But back there, I don't know, man.
That was the look of a man that
weird was going on.
He's cheating. He's fabricating information back
there. You're doing some portfolio work back there? What's going on?
No, the market's closed.
Okay. All right. Would you rather another shot at beating Al at liar today? Today's the day. I feel it. 2-1-2.
No.
It takes 212
episodes.
That's
good, because I feel like it's impossible.
We're drafting songs you're embarrassed to like on today's show. So the guilty pleasure song, the secret, that song sucks. Oh, wait. Secretly, you're listening on your AirPods.
I'm going to be drafting songs I'm supposed to be embarrassed.
Right. I think that is probably more what it is.
No shame.
It's like, people don't like that. Yes, we do.
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, we got some bangers.
All right, let's kick it off.
Would you rather?
Calvin from the website says, would you rather be 5'2" tall and incredibly shredded?
Okay.
Or 6'6" tall and skinny?
Interesting. Skinny doesn't seem that bad to me. And I get it. Like, you know, if you're...
We all want what we don't have.
That's right.
Right. So I'm sure for all the tall, skinny guys out there, I apologize that I think you don't have it too bad. but I don't, you know, like...
5'2" is short.
That is
short. What is... Average is like what?
5'10"?
I was going to say 5'8".
For a male?
Yeah.
I'm sure Al can peel himself away from whatever app, Candy Crush saga he was playing, and look that up.
That level 315 is a doozy.
Google's telling me 5'6", but that sounds...
That sounds like
5'6" for a male, 5'2" for a female.
Was that from the census in 1912? Look, I've sat in old theaters. I know that people used to be a lot
when
smaller.
We used to live in castles. I think
5'9" I'm seeing from the CDC.
That's more believable.
Yeah, 5'8". That's interesting. I know that. I think recently Al posted the distribution of heights that men said when they were given a survey.
Which was hilarious.
Yes, because there was it went like 5'10", a bunch of people were very firm on 5'10", then like 5'11" was way lower, and then 6 foot was high. So it was like clearly some people were rounding
it
up.
It was a perfect like camel hump over to where the median should be, except there's this huge dip at 5'11", because all the 5'11" dudes are like, no, I'm 6 feet tall.
And that should have been the peak of that chart. Like the peak should have been 5'11". The majority of people are 5'11", but no, they say that they're 6 foot. I am actually 5'11".
Yeah, good for you. As long as I've known you, you've pretty much said you're 5'11".
Yeah.
So you've been honest. same height as Al. So
I'm 6 feet tall. Yeah. Andy, you're like 6'2", 6'3"
is what I say.
So I have I've had that question before. Like I was years and years ago hanging out, and there's just and a bunch of girls are like, "Well, how tall are you?" I'm like, "Well, I'm 6 foot." And they're like, "Yeah, but how tall are you really?" I mean, not that I'm short. I'm a taller guy. But they're like, everyone always lies about their height. And I'm like, what?
So
like,
maybe.
This was news to me.
Because like, the real 6 footers, they get now, the 5'11s have ruined it for them.
Yes.
Because everybody that's 6 feet
shame
actually
on
thinks
y'all.
They're lying.
Except Mike is lying. Because
you're not six foot.
You I'm are al- 6'1".
You're 6'1".
I'm almost 6'1".
Well, here's the deal. I was shocked by that. The reason I brought that up is I'm 6'3". 3% of the population are 6'3". I thought it was much higher than that. I didn't think that was rare.
Well, I mean, from up here, you know, things just, looks normal up here.
The world looks like me. 5'2 is way too short. I couldn't go from 6'3 to 5'2 just to get shredded. I'm already skinny. Just give me 3 more inches. Make me tall.
Yeah, but shredded.
Yeah, I know, but shredded at 5'2 is like.
The only thing, the only purpose that serves is getting in fights. You know what I mean? Like, you're going to be angry at your situation in life, but you're going to be able to succeed in fights. I feel like you're going to just be
it's
a brawler.
Like a shredded Napoleon.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, you're basically, people will look at you and they won't say, what hard work that was to get shredded. They will say, he's compensating for the fact he's only 5 foot.
If Napoleon were shredded,
yeah,
would he have had the complex?
I think he just would have done more with it. I think it would have probably won more wars.
The shredded doesn't make you not look up at everybody around you, and that's really what it does.
We're killing the short people right now.
Well, it's not. I mean, it is what it is.
The question was posed, and look.
I'm going 6'6", skinny, final answer.
I think that the short people out there would say, I want to be the skinny 6'6" guy.
See, I mean, look, if you're 5'2", and you're shredded, though, like, you could set, I mean, the thirst traps that you could put online.
Oh, because you'd look?
Yeah.
That'd be such a bait and switch.
But you could be an IG model.
Your picture's basically, you know, you look really, cut and handsome and like a.
Because you are.
Yeah.
I mean, those things are true.
Yes, you are.
You're not a tall person.
You're just not a tall
person. Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
Tom Cruise never looks small on the screen.
Well, because he's got his Apple box that he stands
on. Definitely, yes.
Apple box. All right. So, Mike, what's your final answer on that one?
I mean, I'm going to be the tall person.
Jason, tall?
Oh, for sure.
All right.
I'm going to dunk.
Jazzy from Patreon. I know where you're going.
I think Jason would be fine. I'm saying with my jumping prowess.
Right.
At 6'6", I would be that tall person who can't dunk. And it would be terrible.
Yeah, there's a certain height where if you can't dunk still,
yes,
it's a problem.
Is it 6'6"?
Yeah, that's probably it. I mean,
if you're 6'6".
Well, no, I think it's 6'8". I think it's
6'8".
6'8" or
above. Should be able to dunk, yeah. Yes.
Because you should be able to just touch the rim standing up. How tall is a rim?
Is that
10
a joke?
Feet.
That's
10
not a joke.
Feet.
I'm not a basketball
tall.
Dork.
But that, okay.
Basic
that just,
rules?
That yeah. seems...
If you said what is a baseball bat, I would still say what's wrong with you?
Yeah, that seems
insane. I didn't say what's a rim. I said how tall is it?
No, I know, but that to me, that just is like such
yeah,
common
basketball
knowledge.
Dork.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Nice Suns hat, Mike.
Oh, crap. I've been exposed.
Jazzy from Patreon, which dragon feature would you rather have?
Here we go.
The ability to fly?
On the cool stuff.
Or the ability to... Yeah, this ain't no dorky conversation. The ability to fly or the ability to breathe fire?
Those are the two. Those are the two I want.
From a dragon?
Yeah, from a dragon.
Okay, well, I got to ask this question then. If this is a dragon feature, does that presume that I have wings?
Yes.
Because a dragon's not Superman flying, whatever the rules of that are.
Correct. You have dragon wings.
Okay. But I can tuck them away. I can tuck them away, right?
Sure. Yeah.
As much as a dragon can.
Well,
you can hold them down.
Then I would. I mean,
they're not secret wings.
Right. But then you're saying I have to have ginormous wings because dragon wings are huge.
Proportional to your body.
Yeah, I mean, I see Mike's point. It's like there is a downside.
Yeah.
To
I guess it's just the feature, right? It's just the feature of being able to fly versus the feature of breathing fire.
Can I flap my arms instead of dragon wings?
That would be exhausting.
And you would look so stupid.
That would be bad.
Would people make fun of you? You're the only person in the world that can fly. Like, look at that dummy.
Wow, you'd be embarrassed.
You'd never fly. You'd never use your gift.
That feels like a children's book. That really feels like a children's book.
The boy who can fly.
The boy who can fly, but he gets bullied for being able to, because he has to flap his wings. Right?
And then you realize at the end, you can fly, so you're awesome.
Yeah. Everybody else could, but they never were willing to try.
I think we're on to
something. I know. Let's write it, Mike. The fire one, it's like the breathing fire for a dragon is destruction. You cause destruction with it. It's awesome if you need to cause destruction. Otherwise, it's really, I mean, what? You're doing a quick barbecue? I mean, I'm not sure what the big perk is.
Yeah, I mean, it's a cool novelty. Like, I want to start my campfire.
Yeah.
Check this out.
Now, question about the dragon fire.
Okay.
Is this like, because I think there's a few schools of how does the fire work. Now, is this like a flamethrower?
Yes.
Where there's a, you know, a type of liquid that's coming out that is ignited. Mm-hmm. So it's, I mean, that's deadly, because if you hit somebody, then the liquid's getting on them and it's going to be very difficult to put it out. Or is it just a fire? And
no, it's
my breath is pushing it forward.
The way, because this isn't just you can breathe fire. This is what dragons do, and dragons actually have the liquid. So that's that is a scientific fact.
Is that from
Reign of Fire, the documentary, which was awesome. A shout out.
It's a really good doc.
It is very good. But yeah, no, this
I mean, how else could you really project fire?
Well, if I'm saying
without a liquid.
If there's a fire, imagine like a strong wind moving fire.
Yeah, that's pretty weak.
This
yeah,
is
this
a flamethrower.
Okay. This is napalming.
If I was...
That's what the question is.
Here's more clarity on dragon breath. If there was a box of wood out in front of me and I breathe fire into that, it does not just catch on fire.
Yeah.
It incinerates.
Yes. Okay.
It gets destroyed.
There's a force with it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's
like
it's been hit
super
with a
soaker.
Bomb.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And so because that's really powerful, I will still take flying.
Yes, I will too.
Because of course I will.
I will fly with a flamethrower.
Yeah, just buy one.
I will buy one and I will fly with it.
There are, I think about these things from time to time, usually when you're road raging, and because I think of the, now, I'm not going to be able to think of the movie, but it's a found doc. That's how it's or found footage film, and they end up becoming superheroes. No, they become superheroes. Mm. Someone looked this up for me, and one of them ends up becoming evil, and that's
Chronicle.
Chronicle, that is it. And he does this. There's someone tailgating him, and the guy who's kind of turning, just getting absorbed by his powers, just wipes his hand and sends that car off the road. And you're like, man. If I had those powers, how many times in the fit of rage where you're so mad and you have the ability to do that, do you accidentally just give in to the rage and you send someone's car off and you go, oh, no.
I don't think that would happen on the road, but I worry for my children. You know what I mean? Like
I'm just
go to bed.
Those aspects of life, and that's what I mean by if you can breathe fire and you get to those points, as mm-hmm. all humans do, where you lose it because you're so mad, and you can just
you can't take that
poof.
Accident back. You can't take that one back.
You can't unburn.
Oh,
somebody.
I'm sorry. I yelled fire in your face.
Now, see, the other problem is that. If you're a dragon and you've got this breathing of fire,
yes.
Generally when you see them portrayed with this ability, they're withstanding an onslaught of arrows. Mm-hmm. But if I have this ability...
This is a good point.
If I have this ability, I'm still getting shot by the gang.
Yeah,
or
and, you're done, and you're done.
If I'm in a hot, in an alleyway and I'm like, oh yeah, and then I start to try to breathe fire and they just shoot me...
you're like, hold on.
Yeah, I mean, it's
like a huge breath and then blah, 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 blah,
I need the scales. If you'd given me the scales and the scales could deflect bullets.
That's a third one. So you only get one feature.
I only get the scales
or the armor.
I think you'd be made fun of for the scales. I'm going to be honest with you. People are not going to like the way you look with all those scales. The other thing that the dragons don't have is criminal consequences for their destruction.
There's no dragon jail.
No one is arresting a dragon and saying, you just burned down that house. You can't do that, Dregs. That's not happening. But if I were to do this and be like, look how cool this is. I took that grocery store out. I'm going to...
Did you call them Drags?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's just me and,
me and my bud.
I'm going to go with flying.
Yeah, we all will.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Flyboy from Patreon says, would you rather go on the world's best roller coaster or the world's best water slide?
Ooh.
That's easy.
See, I'm taking the water slide.
And that's because you've never been on the world's best water slide.
Wait,
is that bad?
You've been on, brother.
You've been on the
world's... makes it best? Because that's subjective.
Okay.
Not longest, or most dangerous.
That is subjective. But I have been on, I believe, on the north half of the planet. I don't know.
Northern hemisphere?
Yeah, thank you. I don't remember what it was, but it was...
It's really specific.
Were you just scaling down the planet for us? Like, I know this water slide's somewhere on the north of the whole world.
Well, they advertise it as the tallest... I think it is the Northern Hemisphere.
It's the tallest water slide
in the Northern Hemisphere.
The best water slide west of the Mississippi, but east of California and just south of Nevada.
While that is a good gag for demeaning this water slide.
You went on this thing.
Let me tell you guys, this thing is a problem. First of all, there's no elevator. You are walking upstairs for an eternity.
That has nothing to do with the slide, though.
Trust me, it does. Having done this, by the time you get up there, you are winded, you are tired, and you are terrified.
Sounds like you're excited to get in some water because you're hot and sweaty.
So let's say, I was excited to go on this water slide. And my children went first, and I see them get down at the bottom as little ants.
Oh, boy.
And then I go next. And you got to wrap your arms across your legs, and you go. And at first, it was pretty fun.
Okay.
At first, it was like, this is great. Look at this. And then at some point, which seems like long into the water slide, but it wasn't. It was right at the beginning, apparently, because it lasts forever. You pick up so much speed that I couldn't breathe. I could not literally take a breath of air. I was traveling so fast in this tube, and all I was doing is trying to think. Like, I'm like counting in my head, like, 1, 2, 3, try to take a breath and hold my breath as
I am
getting crushed with water. I'm telling you, this was terrifying. All my goal was to survive. I just wanted to live at the bottom, and I get out at the bottom. And my kids are waiting there. My wife is behind me. And I and I was like, oh, she is not going to like this ride. Spoiler alert, she did not enjoy that ride. That thing, I mean, you just keep picking up more and more and more and more speed when it's that tall. And it was absolutely soul crushing.
So, I mean, I would, and I'll propose, maybe that's not the best water slide in the world.
That is fair.
If you feel like you're going to die, drown on the water slide, that might be marked as a negative, and there might be better water slides.
But then that makes me realize that the best water slide in the world, the actual most fun one, probably isn't that cool. It's probably just one we've all been on before. It's like, that was pretty fun. That's the best. That's the pinnacle. Because you get too fun.
there's price to be paid.
Danger. Yep.
I've been on one, what I'll call extreme water slide in my life, and it was a involuntary enema.
Oh yeah, that's the one that it's just straight down. Oh,
and the only way that engineering can stop the human body from moving is to jettison as much water up your rectum,
yes,
as possible. Yep. And use the water on the inside to slow your momentum down.
Yeah.
In which case, every single person who gets off of that slide, first, see if you're naked.
Yes.
Second of all, pull whatever part of your swimsuit out of your butt that you can.
Yep, most of it's inside of you at that point.
And then wobble away. Just wobble off. Yeah, and say you survived.
I looked it up. It was called Daredevil's Peak. It's a 135-foot tall tower. And it didn't seem so bad until I was on it.
Really?
Yeah.
So it was this one that's just it's just a drop?
No. It was a twirly. It's like
twists and turns and okay.
Spiral.
Okay.
Yeah. But there's a jet engine on your back. That's apparently.
Well, here's the deal.
Did they like
mass? when you do the calculation for acceleration, my weight might come into play on how fast I could get up to. My children, I'm sure, did not have too hard a time.
All right. But it's 135 feet tall. That's how far you walked up there.
That's intense.
Yeah. Did you do it? You didn't do it again, I'm assuming.
That was a one for me.
Now,
one
the kids,
and
did they have a good time with the less mass?
Yes, they very much enjoyed it.
Okay, so what about a roller coaster, though?
I love roller coasters. There's literally nobody on planet Earth that cares more about roller coasters than my son. My son is just a teenager, and he knows the names of every manufacturing company. He's watched their personal manufacturing documentaries on these companies. He builds roller coasters nonstop.
Is he
going to
engineer?
Yeah, I hope so. That's good money.
You got him on Roller Coaster Tycoon?
Yeah, he's got all the roller coaster games. But I have to, like, I would be betraying my son if I chose the water slide over the best roller coaster, because the best roller coaster will be built by him.
Oh, that's so nice of you. Mm. Can you still go on them?
Yeah, no, I can. I don't get motion sickness or problems with. Well, sometimes I don't fit. So there's other than that, and let me tell you something. Like, we make fun of my weight from time to time, and I'm built a little differently. Like, I don't just look generically like a super overweight.
You've got like a dense mass.
Yes, I'm very dense, and it's all around the midsection. And so,
don't discredit your leg.
Your
got
calves,
thick legs.
Are,
I,
calves
I got
are
thick legs,
thick boy calves.
Yeah. I have never felt worse about weight than when.
Oh no, you got turned away.
Well, you
did. You have to get out.
I've had to get off a roller coaster before.
No.
Absolutely.
No, you and, no,
yeah.
Jason.
Oh, that you think
oh,
you've had?
No,
if you think
six,
you've had
six and skinny, please
a walk of shame in your life.
Oh no.
Yeah.
You've had to do that?
Oh, yeah.
No.
And that comes...
No, do you no. apologize?
That comes only after trying with maximum effort.
Oh, no.
To get...
Was this an over-harness?
Yeah, yeah.
It's a hoof.
Yeah, you
hoof and poof. Just pulling it's that just, thing down.
It won't... Sir, it needs to go like, further. It can't go further.
Just one click at a time.
Yeah, one click at a time. We need three more clicks. Hoof. I will die. Pull it up. I'm out of here.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I'm assuming you're leaving some kids behind to finish the ride?
Oh, they can travel by themselves at this point. I'm leaving the park immediately. Oh,
no. Sir, we're going to escort you out of the premises.
Did they at least give you like a front of the line pass to some other ride?
No, they said you probably won't fit there either, fatty.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, that's
wow.
Where was this?
Knott's Berry Farm.
Oh.
Yeah. Wait, the fried chicken place?
Yes, the fried chicken place, which is great. Like,
what are you doing?
I go to Disneyland a million times. I've never, I didn't even think about not being able to fit in a ride ever because it's never been like even in question. But apparently some of these rides are not. So they're a little smaller.
Wow.
Or I've just gotten way bigger.
I mean, they're fitting people out of their rides with their food.
Right. It's a real problem.
Oh, man. Unbelievable. I guess I'm going to ultimately go with the roller coaster in the end, because even though I don't like roller coasters, good roller coasters are smooth, exhilarating. They bring something new. I think the pinnacle of roller coaster has to be higher than the pinnacle of water slides. And based on my enema experience at a water slide, I do think that water slide may have been built by a child as well. Yeah. So your son has a shot.
The pinnacle of water slides is like medium.
If I'm the one who can say what the best roller coaster is, because I can't do old man mic with whatever inner ear stuff I got going on. I can't do G-forces anymore. It just, I feel like I'm going to, I feel like I'm going to pass on to the next world.
You really upset me with roller coasters because I know that you used to love them.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, when you're like, my son cares more, back in the day, that was, I lived for roller coasters.
See, and I knew this. And so that, I think about it all the time. I think about you, the fact that you can't do roller coasters anymore because I enjoy roller coasters and it makes me, I think like, oh, if I enjoy it now, I can always do it.
But you learn that you can't always do it.
Yeah. So you cherish
can either,
it.
Yeah. You can either like develop inner ear problems or size out. So there's multiple ways that I can stop doing roller coasters. I'm going to have to get on a diet.
I think a water slide, if I can imagine the best one, would actually be super, super long. Almost like a rapid ride that lasts for like, you know, 5 minutes or something.
Maybe it's they changed the lazy river into river.
That's what I mean, just like, river.
It's just like, just this is an awesome.
They have those all over the country.
Yeah, and they last
what's the opposite
for
of lazy?
Hundreds of miles.
Hard-working river? Yeah, I don't know.
The diligent river.
Diligent river.
Have you ever been able to do one where it's the ramp? So it's like it's pretty steep, and then it launches you, I don't know, like 50
like into
feet
a lake?
Here. Yeah.
I've
never done that.
I haven't one of those, and I fear I will go too high.
Icarus.
I can pick up some speed.
Mass times vault. All right. Let's move on.
Liar, liar, pants on fire.
Two words into the first lie, and I'm afraid.
Come on.
Here we are. If you haven't listened before, there are two truths, one lie.
Game that we invented.
I am not sure how much money we pay Al Borland to develop these, because I'm sure the longer this streak goes, the more meticulous he becomes.
Honestly, the first two words of this, that totally explains the what he was doing in the introduction.
Yeah.
He was hard at work. Take it away, Andy.
Yes. Here's your three truths. Let me start that again. Here are three facts. One of them is a lie, and we need to figure it out because Al can't win again. Brenda, Fartbag Connor, holds the Guinness World Record for number of audible farts under a minute with 38. Qualifying farts were those that measured above a threshold of 25 decibels.
Oh, man.
That seems loud.
Yeah, that seems loud.
It also seems insane.
Oh, Fartbag.
Fartbag Connor.
So,
it's a good nickname if it's true. Like, I don't disqualify this one for
the
nickname of Fartbag, because if Brenda Connor really did have 38 over 25 decibel farts within a minute, I'll call her Fartbag.
Number two, in 1943, the Steelers and the Eagles ran out of players and decided to merge for one season to become the Steagles. They went 5-4-1 that year. I am almost certain that's true.
I believe that is true. I know that this has happened with some teams, and so I can't imagine it's happened more than once.
I am a little worried about the name.
The Steagles?
I'm worried about it. But he wouldn't just nuance the name. And then the third one, Barry Manilow's hit song, I Write the Songs, was actually written by Bruce Johnston.
So the irony there being, of course,
the name of the song.
Yeah. My parents are going to be very disappointed because they, well, at least, especially my father, but both of them, huge, huge Barry Manilow fans. So I know this song very, very well, but I don't know if he wrote it. I feel like he definitely covered songs because Mandy, his version is Mandy, which was a cover of the song Brandy. So it's not out of it's not out of the world for Barry Manilow to cover songs.
I don't want to sway you guys here.
Leaning into fart bags.
So feel free to dismiss my analysis here. But in order for Jeremy to make up the lie on Barry Manilow's hit song, I Write the Songs, I mean, that just seems like you'd have to, I mean, is that how popular is that song? Because I've
very
okay. That's like a common, and yes, the title is known.
Yes.
See, from my perspective,
I write
I've never heard of this.
Make the whole world sing.
Look,
okay, so maybe it's easier to come up with that lie than I thought.
I'm gonna go. I'm gonna just lock this in. I'm gonna be the first one to take the step off the ledge. I'm gonna go with the Brenda Fartbag Connor as the lie. I think it seems so ridiculous that he thinks we would think it couldn't be the lie. Therefore, a little double-double, it is the lie.
It's the Princess Bride action.
Yes.
I too, am locking in the Brenda Fartbag Connor.
I don't like what you guys have done
I don't
me.
Like the 25 decibel part
that
of this.
I don't... That seems so loud. What, like, what's...
It might have been decibuts.
Okay. What's... I mean, what's the damage... What's the damage threshold?
I don't know if it's 100.
Like, would your Apple Watch, if you're at 25 decibels, would it be like, you need to remove yourself? It's
I couldn't tell
here.
You if what 1 decibel was if you gave me 1,000 years to try to figure that out. I have no frame of reference.
So do we... I'm with you guys. I think Steagles is... That sounds vaguely familiar.
Yeah, I mean, I would just try to get the right one.
That's what I'm trying to do, but are we also... Do we need to play the game?
I don't
game?
Think we play the game. That's where we've gone wrong. We've tried to play the game with Al. Now it's time to just get it right.
Fart bag.
Oh, right. Baby. We are
Let's
taking
ride.
A risk.
Al,
Let's
don't
ride.
Do this. Go ahead.
Yes! Oh, all three of us are on to round two. This is the best we've ever done.
Oh, and was I right with your strategy?
I don't know about that.
All right. All right.
But
I will tell
fart
you this.
Bag Borland.
The average fart is said to be around 80 decibels.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
And the Guinness Book of World Records loudest fart was 194 decibels.
They set a... You go out and you try to set the loudest fart record?
Correct.
Jason, you should...
So the 25 decibel threshold was not unrealistic.
Okay.
But good job.
Wow. Okay, so...
All right, we did it.
Now that I can Google something, the average normal speaking volume is about 60 decibels.
Okay. I'm very happy with this start, gentlemen.
Who knew?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Round two. Just two more rounds left. Round two. The Lone Star Tick is a species of tick that can bite humans and give them an allergy to red meat.
Okay.
I think that's true.
Yeah, I'm not ruling that out. Not
Number
yet.
Two. The character Homer Simpson received his name because of the similarity to the word Homo sapien. Matt, how do you say his last
Groening.
Name? Groening wanted the Simpsons to represent the everyday household family. Homer Simpson, Homo sapien, I don't know.
I'm not ruling it out.
Okay.
The third one, at the 1904 Olympic Marathon, the first to cross the finish line did most of the race in a car. The second almost died from using rat poison as a PED, and the fourth place finisher raced in dress pants and shoes and took a nap by the side of the road for part of the race.
Wait.
Not going to rule it out.
The 1904 Olympic, this is the Olympics, the Olympic marathon, the first to cross finish line, did most of the race in a car. The second almost died from using rat poisoning. And the fourth place finisher raced in dress pants and shoes.
What about third
and
place?
Took a nap. Third place was the only real winner here.
So man. The fourth place was a rabbit. Because
I see, yeah.
So maybe third was a tortoise.
Look, maybe. I think marathons were taken very seriously once upon a time, around 1904.
I don't know. I mean, they may have been taken serious, but people were wicked
slow. Well, look,
slow.
You had one person that wanted to cheat at the top. You got another person that wanted to cheat with the PED. And then you had the fourth person that wanted to like show what he could do in dress clothes. Man. I think that one's true. I think the Lone Star is true. I'm going with my gut today. Homer Simpson's a lie, locking it in.
I think the Lone Star tick is true. And I am leaning towards where you lean as well, Andy, with the Homer Simpson. This last one is so wildly outrageous, long, and specific that it just seems like it can't be a lie, which is the problem. Because, oh, man, it just seems too,
I don't know. Like, here's
trying to play the
think about
mental
this, Jason.
Mind games.
Think about this.
Okay, I'm thinking.
If we all go with the Homer Simpson one, and it's right.
Oh, man.
That means that
we could divide and conquer. It's guaranteed.
We can win, period.
Homer Simpson. I'm locking it in.
Homer Simpson.
Oh, baby.
Yes! Yes!
Yes! Yes! We are the smartest.
Oh, wait. Let's go.
Oh, baby. We beat you in the second round.
Wow, we've never been this close at all.
Oh, this,
Eddie,
is,
this is like the music that we already won. I mean, there's still going to be a gamble here.
No, no, we are. We are.
We're splitting?
There's no chance.
Here's the thing.
If one of
I want to be the winner.
Andy, if you win, I'll be so happy. Jason, if you win, I will be so happy. If I win, I will be so happy.
Yeah, yeah.
But we can't risk it.
Let's read them.
Because we may have conviction.
Yeah.
All right, round three. In 1987, the Nobel Prize for Physics was awarded to Thomas Emmanuel Carrier, who definitively proved that a tree falling in the woods does make a sound regardless of a human presence.
The Nobel Prize?
For Physics.
Okay.
That's 1987. That seems real late for that kind of a discovery.
Okay, but I'm going to lock that one in. I think that's the lie.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. Yeah. No, then you back me into a bad position.
Well, I've already logged mine in. What's the next factoid?
Right. Andy, we're a team.
Number two.
Andy's going to screw this up.
I might break formation.
People with Fregoli delusion think everyone they meet is the same person in disguise.
Fregoli?
I believe that that's possible. How many
people, like what happens if you meet 10 people?
Yeah, I mean, you think that they're the same person in disguise.
What if they're in the same room?
Well, that's
what I mean.
It's called a delusion for a reason.
Like, what's the maximum amount of people that someone with a Fregoli delusion could know?
One. I mean, obviously.
All right. The third one. The inventor of petroleum jelly, Robert Chesebro, believed in the product so much that he ate a spoonful of it every day until the day he died.
Nice.
I have no doubt that Robert did that.
Well, I mean...
Unless he didn't.
Imagine the... I mean, if you ate a spoonful of petroleum jelly, I mean, that's gotta help get things moving, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think
I would think.
Maybe slowly, but it's okay. Gonna slowly...
Andy, which one are you picking?
Look, you're not locked yet, right?
Oh, I'm locked.
You're locked.
Nobel Prize, 1987. That's a lie.
Mike, what are you locked on?
I'm not...
Oh,
no,
Andy's...
No. No.
Not leaving the
Jerry's
power?
Jerry's sweating over there. He wants Mike to lock it in now.
No. See, the problem is that I want to win. But not that bad.
I can't believe
not
it.
Not that bad.
I can't believe you'd even entertain this.
I'm curious what he would do if
I think the inventor of petroleum jelly, it's a lie.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead, Mike.
No, did you lock that in?
I'm locked.
All right, fantastic, because I think that the Fregoli one is completely a lie.
Oh,
who won?
Jason, congratulations.
You mean the Spitballers
That's
won.
That's right, the Spitballers won.
That one made no sense. That would have easily been the lock.
Oh,
1887, I might have believed it.
What a day.
I mean,
how do you feel, Al? We haven't even heard from the master liar who has been defeated.
I feel ashamed.
Can you believe we got through the first two rounds as a team?
Wow.
I didn't like it.
How bad did you feel when we were just talking about, when Mike mentioned locking in the...
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Risked it all and we got the win.
I told you, you just got to play the... You don't play the game. You do once you get to round three.
Yeah.
But rounds one and two,
we
got through it. Wow.
Also,
congratulations.
For the record, I won. I beat Al.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Sure. Don't care.
All right,
can't
here we
bring me down.
Time to draft.
The Spitballers draft.
Songs you're embarrassed to like. We are drafting songs you're embarrassed to like. Mike, you have the first pick overall.
Can I just go back for a second and say,
sure.
I did not think that would feel as good as it felt.
It felt really good.
The truth was, we won the moment we got the second round right, which is why that music was perfect. Because,
for what it's worth, I knew it would feel as bad as it felt.
Oh man, I mean, I was like, oh yeah, that today's the day, great. But that was exhilarating.
Do you know the count on Liar Liars we have failed?
I don't.
Next time
I'll have that update for you.
Yeah,
next time.
Yeah. Let's share that.
And one. That's the record.
I mean, 212 episodes.
However,
here we are.
However many, and one.
That's right.
Unbelievable. Right. Now we're on a streak, guys. We are on a streak. Man. All okay. right, so Mike, your first pick.
So, playing the game of this, these are songs, again, that I am not embarrassed because I don't have the shame when it comes to music, but I can understand that I can fully see the embarrassment that people would take with some of these songs.
Let's put it this way. Okay. You like, because I know you lean in, you're willing to call any song a great song, but this is like, go back to MySpace. You've got the one song on your profile. This is the one you might not put on your profile because you don't get to be like right in their face insisting it's a great song.
I mean, absolutely. Younger Mike would liked these songs and was thoroughly embarrassed.
Secret.
Yeah,
okay.
Then I became old and it just didn't matter anymore.
Right.
I have my true 101, but I think that there's a song on this list that may not come back to me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I alluded to it with my scat intro.
Yep. Okay. I got you.
I will be selecting "Mbop" by Hanson.
It's a great one
because that song bangs, baby. Like when that came out. I mean, and we were young when that came out. So
was still playing with Legos. I know that because I remember listening to it while playing with Legos.
I still play with Legos. But like we were so young that you could not like it as a young feller growing up in America. You
That's
were
right.
not allowed to like that song, which is a tragedy because that the three-part harmonies on that chorus, sensational.
And they never really, I mean, I know they're still together and they're still doing things, but they never really, there's no real follow-up to Mbop.
Which, I mean, shout out to that. Imagine being a band with your brothers and you have international fame when you haven't even hit puberty. And you're still you didn't have this huge falling out. I mean, so, that's pretty amazing.
Mbop, that's a good point. Number one pick.
Like, I mean, look at Oasis. Those two brothers, they couldn't even handle a couple hits as adults.
That's because they were better than the Beatles, according to them.
Yeah, they were. okay, they were awesome.
Oasis was?
Oh,
are they
yeah.
on your list?
Who could ever be embarrassed about liking the greatest band of all time? No one. Instead, I'm going to play the game here and take a song I know would never get past Andy. At least I don't think it would get past him.
I figured Andy was an Mbop guy as well.
Oh, for sure. But I'm gonna do what I did when we won and go arms wide open.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Oh, dude, that song is...
So you're taken with arms wide open by...
By Creed.
Yeah. Creed.
No.
With arms wide open.
I take it back. You should be ashamed.
I mean, look, the song's a good song. It's ridiculous, and the sound of the voice is ridiculous, but it's a good...
That's
going to be in your head forever.
I remember loving Creed so much as a kid, and taking that song and playing it for my father. You know how you have the... I played it for my dad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you know, you have the certain songs that you think maybe the parents will connect to from the kids' music.
Uh huh.
I remember sitting on a bed and playing him that song with pride.
Did he like it?
Yeah, he did.
Oh,
because everybody
a nice
did.
Big hug with arms wide open.
Yes, he did.
I do like the guitar solo in that song.
There you go. Mike has gone from embrace all songs to give his qualified opinion of maybe you're allowed.
It's a good song.
My 101.
I like it.
My 101, which I will take next, there's just no chance that it would ever be on Andy's list.
I had two choices here. I could go with what consensus guilty pleasure songs exist. Songs that are out
there. Throw
that
in the garbage.
And people would agree are maybe guilty pleasures. Or I could go with genuine Andy Holloway.
Mm-hmm.
Songs I like that I think
be true
are much more... In the minority.
Here, Andy, we're already winners today.
Well, no, you don't have to persuade me.
Winners.
I already made the decision
okay.
beforehand, which was I was going to do songs that I genuinely think are great that I'm not sure anybody would like, that I maybe would be embarrassed to say are great. So my first my number one song that I'm embarrassed to like is "When a Man Loves a Woman" by Michael Bolton.
That's a good one. man.
Loves a woman. You wow. betcha.
Great pick.
Oh, man.
So?
Really, I mean, that a lot of these
first
are
of all, Michael
based.
Bolton's freaking great.
Yes, he
what's
is.
Your, what's your favorite Michael Bolton song?
Well, that's my favorite, but it was very close to When I Loved You, or I Said I Loved You, But I Lied.
Yeah. I was then, going off his space.
But, oh, okay. I don't remember.
So I celebrate his entire catalog.
Oh, I forgot. Sorry. I missed the joke with real answers about Michael Bolton. All right. So When a Man Loves a Woman by Michael Bolton is number one.
Okay.
Number two, I need to make sure I am not risking. The Creed song's gone, so I don't have to worry. Well, not all of them, but...
can we get more than one Creed song?
Oh, we
could.
We get could. As many as we want.
We could get one gosh. More. But look, I'm just doubling up on these manly ballads.
Okay.
I'll anything by Josh Groban, but oh. I'm going with You Raise Me Up.
Oh, wow.
You Raise Me Up.
Wait, like people like that song?
You bet they do.
Oh, wow.
That's a good song.
I like the amazing singers that bust out those ballads.
And mine is so similar. My
I mean,
next
Groves,
pick
Scrubs
is,
does have a powerful voice.
Is very
Mike has gone from anything. Just go with your true self to dunking on both of us.
No.
He won't dunk on this one.
I admitted that I like the Creed song. The talent of
you don't
Groban,
like some Groves.
I get the talent. He just did. His voice is not for me.
Well, you can't walk on mountains, Mike. Jason, you right.
It's too inspirational.
It's too inspirational.
Well, I'm going to take another super inspirational song. This is it's a little bit recency bias because we heard it within the last month, played it in the studio. It's so good.
Really?
Yeah. Listen up, y'all, because this is it.
Oh.
Oh, Fergalicious.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Oh, there is no shame in the Fergalicious game.
That song is
oh, man.
Fergalicious death. Fergalicious death.
Yes.
If the song
this
wasn't...
This is a very fun draw.
If the song wasn't called Fergalicious, it might be less embarrassing. The song is a banger, but I have to say that I love Fergalicious.
And like
pretty bad.
When so you're, delicious.
When you're at a wedding, you have to. If you want it played, you got to go up to the DJ. Excuse me, can you? Can you please play Fergalicious?
That's the true test of this draft.
Yes.
Is can you go up to the DJ during a wedding, and with a straight face say, "Could you throw on Fergalicious for me?"
What are you gonna get back from the DJ after the request? What eyes? What comments?
Oh, they will have a big smile.
Can you throw up some Bolton for me?
Because they know that Fergalicious gets the party going.
Yeah, so delicious.
All right, Mike, two picks for you.
All right, this is my true 101 because this is just the cheesiest of cheese, the poppiest of pop. I will take "Call Me Maybe" by Carly Rae Jepsen.
There you go.
Because that song. Never get skipped in my car. The volume goes way up.
So here's my number.
Oh, dude. It's
call
just
me maybe.
With the four on the floor, it's so absurd. The chord progression, I love everything about.
That's funny.
Love everything about that song.
Mbop and Call Me Maybe. Go
yes.
on.
All right. Now how embarrassing do we get?
Oh, let's dig deep here, Mike. Let's go full embarrassment.
Oh, man.
We're all winners.
So... I'm going to go.
Oh, man.
Well, like,
we're all winners here today.
There's one where it's there's like the people might like the song because it was a very large hit. But like liking this band and then no, it's not Nickelback. It's not Nickelback.
I like the Nickelback's first album.
But there it but it's like a band where it's like Nickelback where they've become a caricature.
Sure.
I think I know what this song is.
You do not.
Okay.
But
I don't think
perhaps I will save that, but I'm going to go with another we're just going to just get the pop hits going on here. I'm going to go with TikTok by Kesha.
Oh
which
yeah.
Is TikTok make it whatever the words are. Yes. Woke up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy. That song. And the party don't start till I walk in. I mean, these...
You were going the pop hits.
I quote this song on the reg because it's so ridiculous.
I love
all right.
It.
Jason, you're back.
I'm going with a pop hit as well. This is an embarrassing, like, oh, people don't like this song. I think a lot of people like this song. But... I love it.
Okay.
I love this artist far more than I maybe should, according to others. But she is fire. She's never made a bad song. I'm taking her entire catalog, okay, if I could, would be what I'm embarrassed to absolutely love, is Katy Perry.
She's
unbelievable.
Okay, which one are we going with?
I got to go Firework. Oh, my gosh.
Are you serious?
Baby, I'm a firework.
Have you ever felt like a plastic bag?
Oh, man. Yes.
It goes so good with the Creed song.
The best Super Bowl halftime show ever.
It's hard to argue with that. But, dude.
Oh, boy.
The bridge in Firework with the boom, boom, boom. I mean, it's fantastic.
It was close between that and Teenage Dream. Teenage Dream maybe more embarrassing.
Oh, yeah, but it's...
But I just...
I mean, I get volume goes up.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Because she's never made a bad song, Mike.
That fits the draft.
Yeah. I think you might be right. Katy Perry's awesome.
She is amazing.
Two picks.
Yep, close it out.
So we've got Bolton and we've got Groban. So if we were in like a battle royale, I've already filled that role. I'm going to go off script once again. I'm going with the song "You're the One That I Want" from Grease with Olivia Newton-John and John Travolta.
Honey. Okay.
And I'm going with "Living on a Prayer" by Bon Jovi.
Okay. Yeah.
Grease. I did not see the Grease song.
I tried to dig deep on some song that was in the remote recesses of that couldn't be a song people like.
Oh, that's good.
I mean, both of those are good. "Living on a Prayer" is, I mean, it's still a stadium anthem, but
it is a stadium.
It's
anthem.
That has kind of taken the turn of like it's almost cheesy.
Yeah, it's super cheesy. '80s cheesy.
But you're halfway there.
But then you hear it on, and you're like, you know what? Go ahead and finish that chorus.
Yeah, no, what is, oh, this is terrible.
You can't just be halfway there.
You're like, no, don't turn it off, though.
Right.
Keep it going.
Yeah. Can't wait till the next song comes on.
And then everyone is hitting the high notes. Yep. All right.
Jason, you have a final pick.
I do have a final pick, and I think I'm gonna go with a song here that it was really popular, and sometimes when a song gets too popular.
Exactly.
It becomes the worst thing ever, but it's a good song.
Okay.
And if it's on in the background, I'm not sad. I'm like, let it play. It's All Star by Smash Mouth.
Oh man.
Yeah.
That
song sucks. I can't stand that song.
The band I was talking about was Smash
Mouth.
That's
what I thought it was. This is the song I thought you were going to take.
No, it was not that song.
Because Smash Mouth at one point in time was a popular band people liked, and they have gone completely the other way.
I think that there was a part of everybody that liked their songs for a while, and nobody in my mind has ever been more played than that song. I think song has been played
like during the Shrek era.
The Shrek era.
And that was what ruined it.
And then what they did, the Monkey song, the I'm a Believer.
Yep.
But it was the song I was going to thought about picking was Walking on the Sun.
Oh.
Their first one. That's a good jam.
That song's not so bad.
It's a good jam.
It wasn't in Shrek. That's really the key.
Hey, now.
All right. Well, you went.
That's a great pick to be embarrassed about.
Yeah. You went the Smash Mouth route. So I guess I'm just, let's see. Hold on. Let me, what I got? So I got TikTok by Kesha, Call Me Maybe.
Mbop.
What was Mbop? Yeah.
I mean, you're staying in a certain stream here.
Yes, so I'll take my own power ballad.
Okay,
this song.
Great.
This song took over the world, along with the film that it was featured in, and it is sung by a true diva, a true master of the voice. And I will take "My Heart Will Go On" by Celine Dion, a song for the Titanic. Because if you're listening to that thing and you don't feel something emotionally, you're just lying to yourself.
That's such a great pick.
I like that song a lot. It's a great song.
Wow.
But you can't say that out loud. You don't want people to hear it.
Yeah.
This is the most conflicting episode of all time.
It's very difficult.
We were on top of the world, and then we just dug our own grave. Everyone listening is like, Seriously?
Honestly, they're like, this is the final episode. Liar's over.
This is really the way the episode should
end. What else?
By the way, 19 times in a row is how many times he beat us in Liar before we beat him.
Wow. Okay. That's not bad.
19 and 1
now.
What, so, any good free agents?
Gangster's Paradise.
Okay. Yeah.
By Coolio.
Anybody brave enough to take Photograph?
Nope.
Look at this photograph. No.
I can't believe none of us went with the Rickroll.
Oh, it's on my list. Because it's on my list. I genuinely love that song.
Kiss from a Rose?
Kiss from a Rose.
That's a great song.
I have it on my list, but you can't be embarrassed to like it. It's too
Careless
good.
Whisper by George Michael.
Yeah, that one, I don't know. It's been played out for me. Yeah. I mean, I like the sax riff, but it got played out.
I would do anything for love. Meatloaf.
Okay.
Oh, that would have been a good pick.
I Don't Want to Miss a Thing by Aerosmith.
That's another good pick.
And then 1,000 Miles by Vanessa Carlton.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
No Swiftie, huh? No Swift?
I do like some Taylor Swift.
I had Shake It Off on my list.
It's fine.
It's a little too embarrassing.
Oh, man. Couldn't even take it. But you have the Katy Perry catalog, so you're set.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did we learn today?
Go ahead, Jason.
I learned that you get more decibels than I thought. Just from like
in general.
Allowed, like 100 decibels is not too much.
I learned for the first time that Jason had to take the walk of shame off of a roller coaster.
That's true. And I learned that we are the three smartest men alive.
Yes!
And Al Borland sucks.
Oh man.
What a loser.
So if we have another show, it'll be next Monday. But we'll see if Al's still around.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Hey, tell your friends about the podcast, and we'll see you next time. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the Spitballers Podcast. To see what other nonsense the guys are up to, check out spitballerspod.com.